Hey there, it's Dale and John again, welcoming you to GESPCU, the University of All Things Guaranteed Energy Savings Performance Contracting. This podcast, presented by the Energy Services Coalition and sponsored by the United States Department of Energy, is part of a series of topics taking you, our listener, through the performance contracting process.
And with each episode, we'll walk you through a different aspect of performance contracting.
As you may know, performance contracting is a multi-billion dollar a year industry that offers unique services that have helped untold numbers of institutions resolve many of their infrastructure issues, be more energy efficient, and address their climate change and resiliency goals. Some states are reaping considerable benefits from successful performance contracting projects, often because they've established state-administered programs that help manage this process for you. But there are states without programs, without standardized documents and contracts, without oversight, and without a pool of pre-qualified providers, and still, performance contracting marches on.
On this podcast, we'll provide what we think are some helpful tips to those of you that don't have the support of a state performance contracting program and may be wondering how to begin finding and selecting a qualified energy service company, or ESCO.
Well, John, let me just say this right up front. There is no question, performance contracting is a lot harder starting from scratch than when working within an established statewide program. How do we really prepare someone to select an ESCO without the benefit of a list of pre-qualified providers? Well, it starts with trying to determine who is capable and who isn't. And that adds a lot of uncertainty, time, and work to this whole selection process.
Boy, that it does, Dale. The structure of a pre-qualified ESCO model has long been identified as a best practice in the performance contracting process. It offers a list of companies who have been vetted and approved by the state because they understand the obligations, have the experience and expertise, and fully intend to fulfill their energy cost savings guarantees.
Yeah, it seems that contractors, both general and subcontractors everywhere, think they can do this work. And they probably can do some part of the work. The key is whether or not they can do all of the work required to act in the role of an ESCO. It's just not that unusual when an open solicitation or RFP is issued, one of these contractors responds. People that have never done this work before but think or claim that they can. But this isn't like choosing a doctor or an architect who have degrees that authenticate the level of mastery in a professional field. A performance contract requires engineering, professional services, construction services, commissioning, a guarantee of performance, and expertise and experience to deliver measurement and verification. There just is no real degreed program for these qualifications.
Well, Dale, we do agree that this is pretty difficult. Before an owner starts thinking about preparing a solicitation, they should really consider getting some experienced help. And while it may be tempting to get all of your education and guidance from that ESCO that first knocked on your door, we strongly encourage you to consider engaging an experienced third-party advisor who can provide you knowledgeable guidance. Another resource could be to obtain a pre-qualified ESCO list from a state that has a performance contracting program. While that list was developed under that state's specific legislated set of guidelines, you can be confident that each of those pre-qualified ESCOs has at least met the basic qualifications of actually being an ESCO. This could be a good starting place for you.
The Energy Services Coalition at energyservicescoalition.org has long provided model documents that were built from the standardized instrument of the nation's most successful performance contracting programs. Now, they've been modernized a couple of times since their original posting, and they remain available for you to download and customize to your particular enabling legislation and project requirements. The set does include RFPs as well as model contracts and ESCO selection guidelines. But in the end, it may feel a little like learning how to drive a car or play golf or swim from reading a book. Can you imagine learning how to swim by reading a book? You might quickly find yourself literally over your head. I've often said, and I'll repeat again here, if you're an engineer with a law degree, trained in the rules of procurement, construction management, and negotiation with a minor in finance and accounting, well, this will be a cinch. Finding a list of ESCOs to start with prior to launching your own solicitation for qualified providers could be huge for you. The National Association of Energy Service Companies, NASCO, the Energy's trade association, has established its own accreditation practice, which at a minimum promotes experience and illustrated capabilities in the industry.
But still, if your state doesn't have a performance contracting program with a vetted, pre-qualified list of providers, we always come back to our recommendation that you should seek and get some help.
Absolutely. Because without a pre-qualified list or the sufficient background or expertise about the nuances of performance contracting, well, you just really can't know what you don't know. It's not to say it can't be done successfully, but it sure is a lot more challenging. If you aren't going to get help and you're going to move forward selecting an ESCO, we urge you to put together a team within your organization to go over the varying qualifications of each applicant. Whether you have a model solicitation or not, and still don't have any experience guidance, you'll still need to determine whether the respondents to your solicitation have the qualifications it takes to do the job, all of the job. Without a list or doing the appropriate due diligence, you might not know whether the company that responds is actually even an ESCO.
The bottom line is, if they can't deliver an investment-grade audit, not just a project proposal, but an audit, can't illustrate a baseline of energy consumption and the variables that impact it, can't project reliably the savings and where they will come from, provide construction services, guarantee that the energy cost savings will pay for the project, and deliver ongoing measurement and verification reports, then they are not an ESCO.
Oh, John, that's so spot on. You know, one of the clear benefits of state programs being developed was to provide the first round of competitive procurement that resulted in a list of pre-qualified providers. Now, once you have qualified ESCOs, this process runs through a similar secondary selection process, just like in states with established programs, no different than we explained in Podcast 4.
The best we can advise you is to encourage you to rely on what other people have already prepared, vetted, and proven. If you don't have a list of pre-qualified providers, consider the NASCO accreditation list or look to another state. At least you'll know they have met the qualifications of being an ESCO. However, you should not preclude your own solicitation. We're just trying to help you start from a list of companies that already meet the basic qualifications of being an ESCO. Once again, we can't emphasize enough that if there's no formal program in your state, search for experienced resources or reach out to other states and resources for guidance and support for your performance contracting endeavor. And keep in mind to check out the Energy Services Coalition at energyservicescoalition.org. The ESC has a number of guides and resources on our website that may help you navigate down your ESCO selection path.
Well, we hope we've given you some things to consider as you explore and navigate the ESCO selection process. Join us next time as we'll enter the world of audits, preliminary and investment grade. GESPCU. See you next time.